Not to mention that all the work that Jeff Meyerhart and your group
did. That's just what I was going to say next.
I interviewed Jeff for the series.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say next. The other thing that happened was that Jeff Meyerhart and Charlie Fuchs, based on their experience with the Nurses' Health Study in Boston, developed a prospective questionnaire. And now we're learning about diet effect, exercise effect, lifestyle effects, and we have blood samples. So we'll be able to look prospectively at different cytokines and insulin growth factor receptors and the like and see if they correlate.
When are we going to see that?
The publications about the exercise and the diet have begun to appear, and there are more that are coming.
What about the insulin growth factor and all that stuff?
That's in the works. That's in the works.
That's going to be fascinating.
It's also very interesting as people think about what can I do about my health after I've had colon cancer. On the one hand, you say I've got to exercise and I'm just going to eat radishes and lettuce and carrots. That isn't what Meyerhart found. He did not find that diet restriction protected. He found that diet excess, what he called a Western diet, lots of fat, obesity, made worse. So it's almost like as you become obese, as you develop type 2 diabetes, you're also stimulating a variety of hormones, cytokines, things that may activate microscopic tumor cells. So you're asking, what is CLGB going to do next? We have a proposal that has been submitted by Jeff to the GI Intergroup, which will be hopefully the next adjuvant stage 3 trial. And it is a 2x2 randomization. Randomization 1 has to do with exercise, yay or nay, prospective exercise. And number 2 has to do with another observation, which has to do with vitamin D. There are emerging data that low levels of vitamin D, inadequate amounts of vitamin D, is associated with a higher risk of cancer. If you go to Scandinavian epidemiologic data, you find that there's more cancer that appears in the winter when there is less exposure to light than there is in the summer. And the Nurses' Health Study and the Professional Health Study all suggest this as well. So one arm of this would be a prescribed exercise trial or no exercise trial, and the other randomization would be vitamin D supplement or placebo. Now, this is a very unusual intergroup colon study.
This is
not pharmaceutical company's new drug or targeted molecule, but this is really to quantitate in a prospective manner these fascinating interventions, which are a heck of a lot cheaper and less toxic than giving cytotoxic drugs.
I mean, not to mention that just sort of looking at this grossly, and you know, granted, you can talk about maybe the flaws of this, but I mean, you saw like a 50% reduction in relapse rate. This is not a small difference.
No, this is not a small difference at all. On the other hand, if you're a skeptic, you will say that the person who exercises is a healthier person to begin with, and the person who doesn't may have other comorbid problems. They could have cardiac troubles, pulmonary. But we're also now looking, one of our trainees with Jeff is looking at smoking. What happens after you've had stage 3 colon cancer and you continue to smoke or you don't smoke or you change your smoking patterns? Does that alter outcome? There has been repeated, even meta-analysis data that shows that colon cancer is a smoking-related tumor. It has remained uncertain what it is about smoking that does that. It's hard to imagine that the nicotine or tar directly is going to affect the colon. Is it affecting something in the bile? Is the bile leading to a carcinogen in the gut? Is it causing some other cytokine? I don't think we know that at this point.